So is it too early for a story about Halloween? It's the business news headlines for Monday, the first day of August. Thanks for being with us, everybody. In other news, stocks close lower on the first day of August. A sports retailer abruptly closes all of its stores. The USPS says it will cut 50,000 jobs in an effort to make money. Boeing got a bit of good news today. Dishwashers and Cascade is an interesting story. Do you shop at Walmart? If you do and live in one of these six states, get ready for something remarkable. Some union news about Starbucks. We've got the Wall Street Report. And where are we with the study of the four-day work week? We'll have that for you as well. For the interview, you'll hear from Jeff Stein of News Talk 1540 KXEL as we talk about birthdays, broadcasting, and more from our show just yesterday. Let's go.
Insight on Business, the News Hour with Michael Libby is made possible through the support of Focus and Find, a socially responsible way to acquire diverse talent. FocusandFind.com. Taro International for corporate and personal training to achieve, lead, and outclass. TERO.com. The National Tractor Parts Dealer Association, the original agriculture equipment recyclers and suppliers at NTPDA.com.
Thank you, Hunter Pease, and thank you for listening and coming back for this, the first day of August 2022. You can catch us on Twitter. You can find us at IOB_NewsHour. Well, they say Halloween ranks right up there in the top three holidays of the United States, which may be a bit strange for those of you living and listening overseas, but it is a real deal. And sadly, we have some bad news about Halloween this year, especially if you are a chocolate lover. CNN is reporting that Hershey CEO Michelle Buck told investors that her company will not be able to fully meet consumer demand for the October holiday. The reason? Well, it seems consumers are demanding more regular and Halloween-themed candies than Hershey can make, at least right now. The backstory is that demand for sweets surged during the pandemic and has remained high. Meanwhile, interest in Halloween has only gotten stronger. And that's bittersweet news for Hershey, which has seen its sales spike. The company reported double-digit sales growth in the quarter compared to last year. But it has also had to make some production sacrifices. The chocolate maker uses the same manufacturing lines for its regular and seasonal products. That means it can't amp up for production of both regular sweets and holiday or holiday items for Halloween. Instead, the company's got to do one or the other. Now, Hershey said it is adding more manufacturing lines and hoping it will be able to meet demand in the coming years. We'll see how it goes. But for now, perhaps it's going to be Hershey hoarding, which will commence. Following a rock-solid July, Wall Street closed lower today, but it was not a blowout. All day long, we watched as the major indexes struggled back and forth across the flatline. But in the end, the markets were down a bit. Well, stocks did flip between losses and gains all day after the Institute for Supply Management reported that its closely followed manufacturing gauge dipped to 52.8% in July from a reading of 53% in June. Economists polled by the Wall Street Journal had expected the index to come in at 52.1%. While any number above 50% signifies growth, the latest reading was the weakest since June of 2020. Meanwhile, West Texas Intermediate crude fell on the day, closing below $94 a barrel. Those numbers from Wall Street, I'll have those for you in just a bit. A sporting goods retailer with 70 stores abruptly closed them all. The Street is reporting that Olympia Sports has decided to close all of its stores, according to a brief posting on its website. The company provided little detail other than saying all the locations are closing and all sales are final. The company has over 45 years of history, according to the text posted on its website. Olympia Sports had grown to more than 70 locations throughout the Northeast, Mid-Atlantic, and Midwest. A self-described premium athletic specialty brand assortment retailer, the chain's stores carried Nike, Adidas, and Under Armour. No timeline has been given for the closure date, which may vary by location. The word is the United States Post Office will be cutting 50,000 jobs. 24/7 Wall Street is reporting the USPS has more than 500,000 full-time workers and another 100,000 who are non-career workers. Critics of the Postal Service are hailing the job cuts, saying it's necessary and that the current post office is out of touch, with over 30,000 offices and still delivering 6 days a week. Meanwhile, others say it's necessary to continue operations because so many rely on the Postal Service for medical reasons, especially in rural parts of the United States. Well, some good corporate news, finally, anyway, for Boeing. Bloomberg is reporting that the aerospace manufacturer has averted, for at least a couple of days, an August 1st strike by 2,500 machinists that would have crippled the St. Louis area fighter jet plants. While the only extended talks through Wednesday, the pause buys the aircraft maker extra time to win support. U.S. regulators separately approved a plan to inspect and repair tiny structural flaws in Boeing 787 Dreamliners. That is a milestone toward resuming deliveries that have been largely halted since late 2020. You know, one of the biggest names in dishwashing is the Procter & Gamble brand Cascade. That product is now nearly 70 years old, and while all of that is good, there seems to be a lingering problem. What's that? Idle dishwashers. Bloomberg is reporting that P&G hopes to re-educate consumers and wake up those sleeping dishwashers. Here's the problem. Nearly one in five dishwashers in the U.S., totaling 17 million households, sit idle largely because people think they are ineffective and wasteful. But it seems that both assumptions are wrong. Modern models use only about 10% of the water that cleaning dishes by hand does, according to the Environmental Protection Agency. And P&G wants to take advantage of that fact, which has the added benefit of touting by pro-environment groups by pumping out a steady stream of ads highlighting it alongside of Cascade product upgrades. The company hopes the two-prong approach of using less water and having cleaner dishes will increase sales of Cascade, which, by the way, already owns roughly two-thirds of the market. Question is, will consumers buy it? Stay tuned. Those of you who shop Walmart online and maybe pick up or, better yet, get delivery, well, something is about to change. Walmart is about to start delivering by drone in 34 locations in 6 states. The company says it's expanding drone delivery in Arizona, Arkansas, Florida, Texas, Utah, and Virginia. The change will allow Walmart to deliver more than 1 million packages via drone, with the potential of reaching 4 million customers in those states. Pay increases were set to go into effect for non-unionized Starbucks employees on Monday. CNBC is reporting that labor organizers are now asking the coffee giant to extend the benefits to unionized stores as well as without going through the bargaining process. The request comes after Starbucks announced back in May that it would hike wages for workers and add other benefits such as credit card tipping by later this year. But the Seattle-based coffee chain said it would not offer the enhanced benefits to workers at unionized stores because it needs to go through bargaining to make such changes. Workers United said the company can legally offer benefits to employees at unionized stores without bargaining as long as the union agrees. The union notes other company-wide benefits announced in recent months, including faster sick time accrual and medical travel reimbursement for employees seeking abortions or gender-reaffirming care, is also on the table. Well, the markets ended the first day of August down, after the biggest month since 2020. The Dow lost 46 points to end the trade at 32,798, while the NASDAQ finished the day off by 21 points at 12,368, and the S&P 500 was down by 11 points to close at 4,118. The reason? Now, there are still lingering questions about the economy and the U.S. Central Bank and its ability to tame inflation. In other words, investors remain cautious. And finally, there is this. A couple of months ago, we reported that a number of companies were taking part in a study of a 4-day work week. Well, now we have some news to share. Less than 2 months into a 6-month experiment involving 70 companies in the UK, a bank lending manager already calls it life-changing, saying it gives her more time to manage chores and care for her son and elderly parents. Another participant, a PR executive, acknowledged that the initial adjustment was genuinely chaotic for her team, but they're fighting incredibly hard to keep the new schedule going. Researchers say the trial will measure how four-day work weeks affect productivity levels, gender equality, the environment, and workers' well-being. Participating companies will be able to decide whether to keep the new schedule or switch back at the end of November. All right, stay with us for a conversation with Jeff Stein of News Talk 1540 KXEL as we talk about broadcasting, 80th birthdays, the spoken word, and the direction and impact it all has on consumers. This from our show just yesterday with Insight on Business, the News Hour Week in Review, heard only on News Talk 1540 KXEL.